Workbook, Unit 9, Lesson 1, Exercise 3. Listen again and answer the questions.
In today's program, we look at three people who experienced interesting changes to their lives and look at how these changes enabled them to reinvent themselves and become successful at the same time. Let's start with Anna Mary Robertson Moses, also known as Grandma Moses. People have been buying her beautiful paintings for years, but she almost did not become an artist at all. She was born in New York in 1860 and worked on her husband's farm. In her spare time, she sewed with her friends, often sewing pictures of farm life for fun. When she was 78, she had started to suffer from a disease which made it difficult for her to use her fingers to hold small things, so she started painting instead. Her paintings showed farm life from her past and were so popular that they later sold all over the world. She was still painting just before she died, aged 101. Another amazing woman was Laura Ingalls Wilder. Born in 1867, Laura grew up in a remote part of the USA. Her parents did not have much money, so Laura started to teach when she was just 15 to help the family earn some money. She later married, had children, and worked on her husband's farm. Her daughter Rose became a journalist and encouraged her mother to reinvent herself as an author. She was not successful at first, but in 1932 her first book was published when she was 65. Children have enjoyed her Little House books ever since, and the television program Little House on the Prairie was also very successful. Finally, you may not know Ivan Reut, but his work has been very important in helping to stop the disease cancer. Ivan was working at a university in London for 25 years when he thought about retiring. Then, a friend asked him if he would like to do research into cancer at a different university. He then set up a cancer research center where he continues to work for 2 days a week, although he is 87.